This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We had a great time for our Hooters draft parties that I hosted with various people at both the Tampa location and then the following Monday at the St. Pete location. There are 12 Tampa Bay area locations to serve those of you specific to the Tampa Bay area. And remember, daily lunch special starting at just $6. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. My thanks to Hooters for being the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And I'd like to welcome back to this season's podcast, the Eagles Golf Club, where I will be hosting my next golf tournament. It'll be coming up on the on October 22nd. That's a Sunday, where we're going to pair up a team golf event with your opportunity to pick NFL games that are being played that afternoon. And the better you do on your quote-unquote parlay cards, the more I subtract from your team golf score. We'll have prizes for a women's only division, a men and mixed division, and then a division where your NFL picks can factor in and reduce your golf score, kind of like a mulligan would otherwise do. We will have that at the Eagles Golf Club on the Forest Course. Save the date, Sunday, October 22nd. And I'll have more information on that on the golf page at joebucksfan.com, or you can email me saying, hey, I want in on this tournament. I hear your tournaments are great. Thank you for hearing that. The word of mouth is good. My events are inexpensive. I give away a lot of prizes, very unique formats. We have good people, and they're growing and growing and growing. You can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. The Eagles Golf Club, just a little north and west of Tampa Bay Downs, 36 holes of semi-private, a gated community golf with a staff that truly cares about your overall golf experience. I welcome back the Eagles Golf Club. Thanks to Courtney Fox, John, Brian, Whitney, Dwayne, everyone who tolerates me over there at the Eagles Golf Club. And Bree, the Bree and Doe, the beverage cart ladies that also know me so well and are probably very frustrated I don't drink alcohol on the golf course because they don't make as much money that way, but they still smile. All right. I said on the last podcast, I might not be able to give you this Monday version of the podcast. I found a way around that. Recorded early. So for those of you who know I live in Tampa, I am recording this podcast at just before 6 p.m. local time in Tampa on Friday. So I know nothing about any NFL news that has happened from this point forward. But I figured I'd at least put this in the system in case I couldn't give you one due to Hurricane Irma and conditions that leave me without the proper resources, Wi-Fi or internet access, or just other things that I need to do to give you a preview of the two Monday night games. So if you're listening to this, that's what this podcast is. It is a preview 72 hours in advance of the two Monday night games. So if I, and I'm about to talk to you about the Vikings and the Saints, and something happened involving one of the Saints players, don't yell at me because I couldn't have that foresight. I didn't know. I want to give you a podcast, just give you a little preview. And if there is big news in the next 3 days, you can then just sort of say, oh, okay, well, Todd didn't know about that, so I won't use that information. Let me preview the games as best I can, just in case I can't give you a more up-to-date podcast actually on Monday morning. All right, so let's do New Orleans, Minnesota. Interesting that Evan Silva on Roto World wrote in his matchups. He has Mark Ingram as an RB2, Peterson as sort of a boom or bust touchdown flex type play. There's a lot of sentiment about Peterson making his debut with the Saints in Minnesota, just because Peterson wants to have a significant role or game doesn't mean he necessarily will. Silva believes Ingram is the better play here. I don't know that either of them are a great play. But if you drafted Ingram to be your RB2, play him. If you drafted Peterson to be your RB2 or flex, play him. As I said on the earlier podcast, especially week one and probably week two, unless you have a breakout performer in week one like a Kareem Hunt that you didn't play, play your picks, play your draft board. It's the first 2 weeks. Let it play out. Unless you totally botched your draft and you're already admitting it. Don't get cute in the early weeks. And it's also sort of tougher to handicap matchups. Just look at the Chiefs-Patriots game as an example. Ted Ginn has a better matchup than Michael Thomas. Does that mean Ted Ginn is the better play? No. What it means is if you drafted Michael Thomas to be a wide receiver one, you play him, even though he has a tough individual matchup. He might not be worth the daily price. Ted Ginn may be worth his price in daily. He has a better matchup, and there's no Willie Snead behind him for 3 games. On the Minnesota side, Dalvin Cook, many of you drafted him to be an RB1, maybe no worse than an RB2. This looks to be a great spot for him. And also, Cook could be a really good PPR play, which obviously is a factor in PPR leagues and daily. And just because Sam Bradford last year completed about 71% of his passes because he rarely threw downfield. Now, the Vikings are trying to change that. That's why Stephon Diggs has moved outside for more big plays, and Thielen has moved inside. In the end, this might benefit Thielen more than Diggs. This will give us an early idea. If Thielen gets 6, 7, 8 targets in this game, and he's available on waivers in your league, probably a league of 8 to 10 players. I doubt Thielen was available in leagues of 12 to 14. You're going to want to potentially look at grabbing an Adam Thielen if you have an available roster spot or you're already down on a player that you threw a dart at the end of your season-long draft. Thielen might also be a good daily buy. San Diego and Denver. This might not be the best example of Philip Rivers and Keenan Allen and Tyrell Williams and what they can do just because of how good the Denver pass defense is. The Bronco run defense was not that good last year and may not be at the same level this year. It might even be worse. Melvin Gordon last year in 2 games against the Broncos touched the ball 54 times for 249 yards of tandem offense. That's a lot. I mean, sure, you're saying, well, Hunt did that in 1 game against New England. Well, Gordon, you drafted Gordon to be an RB1. Amazingly, in my league, my 10-team league I commissioned, I got him in round 2 as an RB2. This is a good spot for him. Because also remember, even if the Chargers get behind, they're not likely to take Gordon off the field. And for the Chargers to get behind, Denver's going to have to be doing something offensively unless they're going to create a lot of turnovers with their pass defense. This is Trevor Siemian's team. As bad as the Charger defense looks, that doesn't mean a lot. Now, Siemian could come out of this game. It wouldn't surprise me. Siemian could throw in this game for 240 yards and 2 touchdowns, maybe 3 touchdowns. The volume is always there for Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. It doesn't mean that they haul those in. It doesn't mean that they get a lot of yardage. We saw that last year with Trevor Siemian. I would say Gordon is definitely, again, play your picks. You drafted him as an RB1 or maybe got lucky like me, got him as RB2. Absolutely play him in this game. If you have Philip Rivers and one other quarterback, Rivers might not be the guy you play this week. Maybe you already played Kirk Cousins. Maybe you already played Ben Roethlisberger with his matchup against Cleveland, who was the highest price on DraftKings week one Sunday. For Denver running back, this is not a running back situation I want any part of until I see some clarity. And even last year, I was an owner of a running back here, and it didn't help. It didn't do me any favor. CJ Anderson gets first shot. Clearly, Denver wants to use Jamaal Charles. It's just hard to know, kind of like Adrian Peterson, what he's going to be able to do. As a daily play, if you're desperate, Jamaal Charles might be a nice Monday night daily play at a lower price. But I wouldn't touch CJ Anderson. Some of you may have had to draft CJ Anderson as a running back too. Good luck with that. At least San Diego's defense doesn't appear to be very good. But from this game, the volume seems to be pointing in the direction of Melvin Gordon, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. And I forgot to mention for the Minnesota game, Kyle Rudolph, expect his red zone role to continue. Dalvin Cook might get first shot in the red zone to score, kind of like the plan always was with Adrian Peterson. But it seems like in the Adam Thielen slot gets interesting, or unless they're going to throw fades to Diggs. Bradford really loved throwing to Rudolph in the red zone last year. If you drafted Rudolph as your tight end one in a mandatory must-play tight end league, you like this matchup. Rudolph also in daily of all the tight ends, maybe even more so than Antonio Gates for San Diego, is probably the best tight end play of Monday night. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, again, is brought to you by the Eagles Golf Club and, of course, is presented by Hooters. $15 gets you a bucket of 5 Corona, Corona Light, or Modelo bottles. And remember those daily lunch specials starting at $6. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. And again, on the Eagles Golf Club, I welcome them back as the golf sponsor for the Monday podcast. I'll have more information in a week on my October Todd Wright Tour XII golf event. We'll pair that up with picking and parlaying some NFL action to earn you strokes. I'll give you some details on that in a week. I actually hope nobody heard this podcast. That means that I was able to cut you a brand new one on Sunday night, Monday morning after the Cowboys-Giants game. But if this one ends up running, I hope you appreciated the effort I put in to not leave you hanging going into the two Monday night games. And then we'll have another one later in the week for Friday as scheduled. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck.